Folks, this is your old buddy Luke Clayton. Come on around the campfire with us. Pull up a log. We've got Larry Wysoon, Mr. Whitetail, on the other side of the fire over there. We're going to talk some winter varmint hunting. Larry, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. You know, you just mentioned something that's really interesting. The wintertime is such a perfect time to go out and try to call varmints. I mean, a lot of places we have a fur season going on. Furs may not be as high priced as what they once were, but getting out there is still so much fun trying to call those things. There's kind of something special about trying to attract something to you. And, of course, with varmints like coyotes and bobcats and foxes and some of the others that we have scattered throughout our Great Plains area, I mean, this is such a great time to be out there and doing that.
It is, Larry. And, you know, today with the electronic calls that anybody, the most extreme novice can use the electronic calls effectively. Now, folks, Larry, I've hunted with Larry a lot, and he can make sounds of not only white-tailed deer, but of rabbits, injured rabbits, and everything else with his mouth. He doesn't really need an electronic caller. I have to resort to either a mouth call or an electronic call. But you know, Larry, let's take for instance cats. Bobcats. Where I live, probably 1 mile from my house, I have seen 5 bobcats this fall, and that's. I mean, there's no telling how many bobcats there. But calling cats is a different proposition than calling coyotes, isn't it?
You know, it really is. A lot of times when you're trying to call a cat, what happens is those cats are a little bit slower to come in generally, and very often you may have a bobcat on the way if you're out there calling, and a coyote comes in and you shoot him, the cat's going to stop and not come all the way in. So if you're specifically in there trying to call up a bobcat, you may have to pass up some animals for them to come in. They'll come slipping in most of the time, you know, and I have seen them come in and just sit down on their haunches and just kind of stare at you for, you know, 10, 15 minutes. And if you just not happen to look at the right place at the right time, it may just look like, you know, just a little bit of a clump of grass or something sitting out there. So, but when it comes to calling bobcats, it's one of those things, as far as I'm concerned, of being very, very, very patient, you know, and waiting for that cat to come in.
Exactly right. And, you know, they respond. Cats respond more to more subtle calls, like a mouse squeaker. You know, I've called quite a few cats in with just a little tube bulb type squeaker that sounds just like a little mouse, and you wouldn't think they could hear it, but they pick up on that kind of stuff. Where coyote, I never will forget, I was hunting with an old boy up in North Dakota. Oh, it's been 5 or 6 years ago. I was up there bow hunting deer, but the outfitter told me, said, "Luke, I want you to I was doing a story for a magazine with this guy." And that's all he did is call coyotes. But he would get up on a hill early before daylight and use the greeting call that coyotes make, you know, the assembly call. And
absolutely,
he located three or four packs, and we proceeded to hunt those different. I was just running the camera. I didn't have a license to shoot, and I didn't really want to. I wanted to watch this guy because he was a pro. But we went to each area, and at one time, Larry, I watched, he called a coyote from, I know, close to half a mile down in this valley, you know, and there were two of them. Actually, they come running up, and he wound up shooting one with a shotgun at like 10 yards. So it's very, very exciting, isn't it?
It really is. I spent a little time more so just calling for a while in eastern Colorado there. I didn't really have a license to hunt as far as sheep animals, but we were up there trying to do the same things what you're talking about, trying to photograph. And I mean, we watch coyotes come from an extremely long distance, and I've seen the same thing happen up in, you know, good gosh, all the way through the Great Plains state. I mean, we've got a tremendous number of coyotes scattered around through there, and this winter time, you know, we've got areas where we've got a lots of coyotes, and in terms of to where they may be serious predators of some of the game animals out there, particularly in those areas where those game animals may be stressed by other environmental factors, including not a whole lot of food and including, you know, maybe a bad winter. So if we can get out there this time of the year, we may be able to boost our fawn crops a little bit, particularly on mule deer and pronghorn antelope, and whitetail deer as well by taking some predators out during the wintertime.
You bet. Well, hunting them is just a lot of fun, and regard all through the high plains, you know, from Texas up to Nebraska, there's a healthy population most all over of coyotes, and it's something to do that's just a whole lot of fun in the winter. I kind of relate it to hog hunting, you know. I mean, you can hunt hogs year-round, and we do. But varmints, something about the dead of winter, and mating season for coyotes is just about upon us, and that's when they really start prowling. So a lot of good hunting coming up for varmints, Larry.
It really is. Don't overlook that, whether you use an electronic call, whether you use a mouth-blown call, or whether you squeak with your voice, by golly. Having that animal come to you makes it so much more special.
That's true. Well, Larry, what do you say we extinguish our campfire here and you know, get us some rest, get up in the morning. We'll try to hit some of these hilltops if we can call in a coyote.
I saw this the exact perfect place that we want to go to. We can call into this valley, and no telling what will show up.
I'm ready, buddy. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, Texas Motor Cars, a new way to shop for your next car or truck, Sniper Hog Lights, lights for your bow, rifle, or crossbow, Margaret Holmes, seasoned canned goods that taste just like homemade, Newfletch Archery. With Newfletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again, and Shockstrap, a new way to secure loads without using ratchets.